Hi and welcome. My name is Jack Register. I am your host for this podcast, Finding the Zen Within, an anger management podcast for men, where we delve into the complexities of the human mind. I'm your guide through today's exploration of a topic that affects many of us deeply, how anger management comes about, and what is anger management. Specifically, we'll be examining the spectrum of anger and the myriad of feelings it represents. This episode is tailored for adult men who may grapple with these emotions in their everyday lives. So let's dive in. My name is Jack. I am your host. I'm a social worker. I'm a therapist. I'm a coach. I'm an academic. But most of all, I'm a man who has struggled with anger management most of my adult life. I come to this work as someone who is seeking community, as well as seeking answers for myself and to share my own journey with others. It's not been an easy one. The learning can be really difficult. And along the way, I've learned lots of ways to be able to forgive myself for those moments when I couldn't show up in the way that I really wanted to. The purpose of this podcast is to give men a chance to have community to talk about these issues, to give us an opportunity to really explore how anger has shown up in our lives and what kind of chaos it can create. This podcast is meant for men who struggle with these issues and all those folks who love us, our families, our wives, our partners, our children, and so on, so that we can build a true beloved community to try and create change. The future of this podcast will have lots of different guests from a myriad of different ways in which anger management shows up, whether for young men, for older men, or for men from particular communities. The idea is that we will join together in these discussions about how anger shows up for men and how it can be toxic, and the motivation that we tend to think that we have with it is only really short-lived. This podcast is not therapy. If you're seeking therapy, I strongly recommend using services like Psychology Today, Therapy Den, or OpenPath in order to find therapists who can be there for you. If you're having thoughts of suicide or hurting someone else, I strongly recommend that you reach out to the National Suicide Hotline. You can text them at 988. Today's episode, we're going to dig into a little bit of what's called the spectrum of anger and demonstrate how anger is really a spectrum, and it actually goes from frustration and disappointment all the way to rage, and what might actually be underneath of it. It's important to recognize that anger isn't just about being mad. It serves as a mask for what's underneath. Many men, social expectations, and personal experiences find that they cannot really shape or understand their anger, and so it tends to come out in lots of different and odd and sometimes really explosive kinds of ways. When we peel back the layers of anger, we often find a tapestry of emotions underneath. Sometimes men express anger when they're hurt. Anger can be a defense mechanism against feeling hurt or rejected, especially in situations where vulnerability is perceived as a weakness. And as we all know, at least in the American culture, for a man to display vulnerability automatically labels him as weak in some sort of way. And yet, we are desperate for men to become more vulnerable in this culture so that we can create change within communities. Disappointment or frustration over unmet expectations or goals can easily morph into anger, masking these feelings of disappointment. This generally comes from a sense of hopelessness or a sense that I don't have any capacity to be able to create any sort of change in what's going on next. Fear, or the fear of failure, loss, uncertainty, can manifest as anger, and a more acceptable outward expression of vulnerability for many men. I find in my own experience and in my work that fear is underneath of a lot of the emotions that men do not necessarily allow themselves to feel. Because fear is something that most men are never allowed to feel because we are socialized to believe that fear is directly related to weakness. Shame and guilt. Shame is a feeling of I am wrong. Guilt is a feeling of I've done wrong. In many cases, these emotions, when they show up, are such a flood and they come in so quickly that we don't necessarily know what to do. We may have had behaviors or actions or words that we have used that do not necessarily represent who we truly wish to be. And in these cases, these feelings become so overwhelming that we may project anger as a mask in order to not deal with these. We'll have future discussions around shame and guilt and their role. Insecurity. Anger may surface when feelings of being threatened or insecure, whether in personal situations, relationships, or professional settings. Insecurity is really another word for vulnerability, or for just not knowing what's going on around you and feeling a loss of control. Loneliness. The frustration of feeling disconnected and isolated can fuel anger, as men struggle to articulate their emotional needs. We have this thing in Western culture that men are supposed to be lone wolves, or the cowboy who rides alone, or whatever motif you want to put with it. Yet we are social creatures and we need each other. Men need community as much as we need it, as anybody else does. And yet, we actually decry the moments when men reach out. So this sense of loneliness can exacerbate itself to an nth degree, to the point where anger becomes the only emotion left. Each of these emotions underscores the complexity of anger and highlights its role as a signal for deeper emotional exploration. Many men face situations in everyday life where anger might be a situation of a trigger or a consequence of what's going on around them. For example, in workplace challenges, the pressure to succeed, to navigate politics in the organizations or communities that we work in, or meet demanding deadlines, or work in untenable environments can provoke frustration, anger, and even rage. Relational dynamics, miscommunications, unresolved conflicts, or unmet expectations in relationships can lead to feelings of anger and resentment. Whenever our partners, wives, girlfriends, children, parents look at us and look disappointed because we couldn't show up in the way that we were supposed to, these moments become really devastating for a lot of men. Yet we don't necessarily have the vocabulary in which to be able to talk about what it is that we need to do or how we can solve these problems. Parenting responsibilities. Balancing the demands of parenthood with personal and professional obligations is incredibly stressful, particularly in today's world. So regardless of whether you are a father, grandfather, uncle, brother, nephew, whatever role you serve in the lives of others, today's generation faces situations that many of us from generations before could have never imagined. The speed at which technology has changed the way we interact and the way in which the workplace and the economy has dramatically shifted in the last 30 to 40 years causes a great deal of stress on all of us. Trying to balance all this while being a guide for somebody else can seem really, really overwhelming. Financial stress. Concerns over financial stability, debt, or providing for one's loved ones and family can provoke a sense of powerlessness, anger, and rage. And the social expectations, the sort of invisible scripts, the societal norms that discourage emotional expression or vulnerability may compel men to suppress our feelings, leading to pent-up anger. The concerns here around what is socially acceptable for men and what is not becomes incredibly difficult to manage. One of the core issues underlying anger is a sense of powerlessness and lack of control. When faced with challenges or obstacles that seem insurmountable, anger can arise as a reaction to reclaim a sense of agency. This can manifest in many ways, from lashing out verbally, physically, or withdrawing completely. It's crucial to recognize that anger, while often seen as a display of strength, can paradoxically stem from feelings of weakness or inadequacy. Part of the work that we do is addressing these underlying feelings and exploring healthier coping skills in community for long-term anger management. Some of the successful ways in which we can begin to change this paradigm is to become self-aware. Perhaps one of the hardest things to do is to really look at ourselves in the mirror and say, what's really going on? What am I really experiencing right now? So that I can try and do something different. Actually learning how to regulate our emotions and feel our feelings is something that many men in my experience have looked at me and said, Jack, I have no idea how to even start that process. So it's a learning. These are not innate skills. These are skills that have to be learned. So it's just like learning any other skill in our life. You just have to commit to the work of putting one foot in front of another and being a student. Learning how to communicate. Again, we actually don't know these skills innately. These are things that we actually learn how to do and were modeled for us by the men who went before. And in many cases, those models did not give us what we needed. So we have to learn how to be assertive in our communication and express our feelings and needs without resorting to aggression. Having healthy outlets for our anger, exercise, creativity, or hobbies that help us channel this energy when we don't know what else to do with it. Finding support, believing in something bigger than ourselves, however that shows up for you. Leaning into the communities of people who genuinely love us. In conclusion, anger is nuanced emotion. It serves as a gateway to understanding deeper feelings and experiences. By acknowledging the spectrum, the myriad of emotions that it represents, men can begin to navigate these emotional landscapes more effectively. We have to seek support and implement healthy coping strategies and lean into others in the journey. Thanks for being a part of the conversation today. We'll have future conversations where we bring up lots of other nuances of anger and anger management issues and bring others into the conversation who can be a part of what's going on. I genuinely appreciate you traveling with me today. Thank you.